Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad.
A lot of people say that when they're in a small space, they can't think. Unfortunately for me, it's the opposite. When I'm in like a small bathroom, I can hide in the corner and gather all my thoughts.
A small group of young filmmakers in Liverpool is already making a splash on the big screen. Two members of the Astor Theatre Academy's Film Club were finalists in the Youth Film Competition at the Atlantic International Film Festival in Halifax last weekend. Easton Goodwin's five-minute short, Past Echoes, and Desmond Smythe's four-minute November Moon made the final cut from about 40 submissions. Now, movie lovers in their hometown will be able to watch those two short films and others produced by the club at the Astor Academy Film Festival on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Astor. About a dozen youth from 13 to 17 years old meet every Monday at the Astor Theater to learn the craft of filmmaking. It's the first year for the club, overseen by three adult mentors. It grew out of the Astor's Curtain Call Academy, a series of summer theater workshops led by Lincoln Inglis. Members of the film club have created their own projects and have collaborated on a bigger film. The shorts and the longer film will premiere at the film festival on Friday. QCCR dropped in on the club this week to talk to some of the members while they put the finishing touches on their big group project, The Move Bee.
Hello, my name is Desmond Smythe. I'm at the film club. We make movies here. I think the whole purpose behind the film club is to kind of like get some youth who are like, you know, who want something to do and give them something to become a part of and like have something to express their creativity and stuff. And I think it's really good what the people at the film club are doing here. We've made like solo projects and stuff, but we've also made like, we've all come together and made like a big film, although it really expresses a different part of ourselves and we get to put it on screen, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
Caleb Bueno. It's a fun opportunity. There's not too many opportunities for aspiring filmmakers, especially in the small town. So I've helped with filming and coming up with scripts for our like big projects movies. It's been really fun. It gives me stuff to do, and there's always things that I always like to do. I really like editing, which I've gotten the opportunity to do multiple times.
Like flash a picture of the car.
I'm Thomas Lenko. Really, most of it for me is I'm getting like hang out with my best pals. I'm getting to see some people I don't normally see, you know? And we're all just having fun, being creative. We made a group project that we all kind of helped write and all had ideas on. And everyone's so good at acting, and everyone got to film a bit. And I think it was a really good collaborative piece. It is called The Move Bee. It's about struggles in a beehive between, you know, society, and just a lot of different elements that come into it. Action, I would say, drama, intrigue, political intrigue. It's really crazy. One could say it's a metaphor for modern capitalism. And coincidentally, it came out almost on International Bee Day, completely unbeknownst to me.
I think there's something wrong there. Can we just do that one more time?
Just once more.
Kyle Smythe. We organized the film club, which is for youth to basically come together, learn how to edit, how to shoot, how to do storylines, storyboard, and just kind of give them an outlet that they can express themselves. But we wanted it to be accessible for all the kids, so we don't charge money. All the equipment's provided, and you can just come out, learn how to do everything. And it's been really interesting to see the creativity and the storylines that the kids come out with. And then obviously the shots. You can tell a lot of them are big fans of movies, and we try to bring in different people from different parts of the industry. We've had like people that have worked on books to come in and talk about how to write a story. We've had people come in that have done full productions and spoken with the group as well. It's definitely going off like gangbusters. Like, everybody keeps bringing a friend. We use all my equipment, so we go and, you know, they learn how to use a gimbal and how to get proper shots and lighting and sound and editing. They're editing right now. A little bit of drone work, so pretty fun.
So my name is Lori Smythe, and I am the box office manager at the Astor Theater, and I also help run some programs for the Astor Academy, and one of them is our filmmaking club. It's actually very, very cool that Liverpool has such a creative community and such a creative community of teens and youth that find support with each other. Just the excitement for each other and the building up of each other and being proud of each other is said every single week. And I think that that's something that not all kids can say, that they've had that experience. They're just a really great group of kids. And I know that they're friends here and they're also friends outside of club. And I think that they just have each other's backs in a lot of areas. And I just think they're a really great group of kids.
Okay, so which clip is it?
Do you want us to break it so we have an excuse to get through the computer?
My name is Eric Faber. I'm currently editing our summer project. Honestly, I just love these guys, and they're all so creative, and I just want to be a part of something like this, dude, because I did a film camp last summer, and it was a really good experience, and I just love everybody in the room, so I thought I might try this.
If it's at least letting you down to my videos, that's better than mine.
My name is Aiden Mary, and we are currently editing our group project movie called The Move B. Eric couldn't have said it any better. I mean, these guys are great, you know, maybe not as great as me, but they're all pretty great. And I just, you know, thought it might be fun to, you know, make some movies, be in some movies. I like to be in stuff. I like to act. I like to do all that stuff. And, you know, I like when people see my face because more people should. And I don't know, I guess, yeah. Like, we made a movie for Halloween, that's the first one, then we did one for Christmas, and then we made our own individual projects for the youth part of the Atlantic Film Festival. Easton's movie's great, I mean, Desmond's movie's great, mine's alright, and you know, all of them are great, you know, Trinity's great, everybody's was great, you're gonna see a lot of great movies, and I can't wait to show everybody.
She became their sole queen and sole decision maker. Establishing a general dictatorship. On and on, each coin was then washed.
You know, this is kind of, for the arts and for film, these moments, these premieres are kind of like their championship game. So I want to fill this place with support, so we're all clapping and cheering for them, because they're really such an amazingly talented group. They really are a very talented group of kids.
To see what Liverpool's young filmmakers have been up to, check out the first annual Astor Academy Film Festival on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Astor Theatre. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.
Oh, okay, I think that's the-